Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep America free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women driving the 18-wheelers coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the bulk mail center drivers hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post office so you get your mail today, and, of course, our suicide jockeys delivering the gas and the diesel so you got petrol, go juice for your car or your truck that you're driving to get back and forth to work. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social. The handle on all of them is the same, at Captain's America. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we've had a lot of people have been chiming in during the course of the evening. Some folks I know have been waiting for you to come on to talk about January 6th. I'll admit, I did not watch a second of the January 6th until after the hockey game was over. I had to watch the Tampa Bay Lightning beat the New York Rangers and take a 3-2 series coming back Saturday to win it all here in Tampa if they can do it.
Yippee skippy.
You bet. You bet. I'm all about hockey. Love the team. Love the sport. And I used to have season tickets years ago, but oh well. Now, what do you think is going to happen with this? A lot of people are saying that, hey, the Democrat, and by the way, I just got a message from, let's see, Waycross, Georgia. I know where that is. Charlene, she's saying, Captain, she said, I don't know what the Democrats are trying to prove here, because while most of us can't afford gas, we have a problem now trying to get food for our houses. I'm a single mom with three kids. I've taken a second job to try to help out a little bit, but you can only work so much, and there's only so much money to go around. Do the Democrats realize that what they're doing is killing Americans? Her question.
Well, they do, but they're ignoring it. And so does this White House. They're ignoring it. And, you know, all things in Washington, D.C. are politics. And I think that was on full display last night for 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
On this first of several hearings that the select committee is airing on TV.
Uh-huh.
And I will tell you this. My first takeaway was the sense that this committee has packaged everything about January 6th and put it at full accountability and responsibility to Donald Trump, like he was responsible for everybody's actions.
So he was in charge,
but,
yep. Mm-hmm.
But more than that, they're trying to have people hate Donald Trump so much and everything that he stood for that we forget all of the good and the successes and the thriving that the United States had during his administration.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were some remarkable things that, you know, he got us out of the World Health Organization. He stopped financing the United Nations Human Rights Council, the Abraham Accords, the economy, funding the black colleges, I mean, the border.
Mm-hmm.
We can just go on through his successes. But last night they were presented this in such a way that was so twisted, it was really quite remarkable to me that they would have gone as far as they did. And again, this is the first of many.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much this committee has actually spent, but I would say, at this point, it's a bell that has rung. We can't unring it. But they want to keep ringing the bell. And, you know, those people on that panel, two of which are quasi-Republicans, which doesn't mean that they are Republicans, especially mm-hmm. Liz Cheney, they haven't said a word. When I listen to anything else that they have talked about, that are on that panel, they haven't talked about anything of the suffering and the misery index the United States is in because of Democrat policies, and it's not just Biden policies, because these people, these Democrats are ambassadors,
right,
to the Biden doctrine. And the Biden doctrine is destroying education, it's destroying safety, civil society, immigration, it's hurting senior citizens, single parents, and they keep saying, well, you know, we'll reduce the price of this and I'll reduce the price of that. Well, that's not helping. They don't want oil and gas.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to go to break. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon. Caller, you can hang on if you want. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I shall return.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Denise Simon is brought to you by our folks at GEICO. GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. Their website is geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. And they've been saving people money for about 85 years and counting. And they currently are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me. Now, your local GEICO office or the GEICO website, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, can help you to find coverage for just about everything that you would own, including the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, and they'll even help you, and this is where you really save the money. They will even help you if you decide to bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance along with your motor vehicle. That's how you save a bunch of money. So, there you go. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Go on over there, check them out, and see if you can save you some money along the way. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is with us. And before we go much further here, Denise, we have a story coming out of Mississippi. Mississippi police officer killed, manhunt underway, suspect Dante Marquez Bender, 31, believed to be armed and dangerous. Police are currently looking for him in Mississippi and beyond. So, wow. And the saga continues here, huh?
Yes, it does.
My God. All right, we've got Mel on the line. Let's go see what Mel has to say. Okay there, Mel, what's going on?
Good morning, Denise, and good morning, Captain. My question for Denise is that the Republican side of this witch hunt, this kangaroo court, this trial, which is just a weapon used by the DNC and the criminals that are so-called illegally in charge in Washington, the opposition, the Republican Party, do they have a chance to rebut all of these trumped-up, excuse that phrase or that pun, charges to be able to get? I was just curious. Have they got that opportunity?
Okay. All right, we'll answer it for you. Thank you, Mel. Go ahead, Denise.
The answer to that is yes, if they take control of the House after the midterm. So the answer to that is yes. But they're also, you know, they have some friends in the media that are trying to shed some other lights on this. If you've heard Kevin McCarthy in the last several weeks, if you've heard Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham and those over at Newsmax, those are at Epic Times, there are several other outlets that are trying to describe what this committee has been doing and what they haven't been doing and going forward. Now, again, this hearing was the first of, I think, several that are to be aired. So I was really – I knew I was going to be disgusted, but I just within the first few minutes, I thought, oh, I'm going to be more disgusted than I thought. And I will say it this way. Trump, you know, with what they're laying, I mean, they're laying exclusive blame on all things January 6th on Trump.
That's right.
And this is all because of, you know, he was refusing to do a transfer of power to Biden. But let me explain something. Trump didn't know and probably still doesn't election law when it comes to what all the procedures are with certifications at the state level, what the states did and didn't do with their voting results. You know, there were all these lawsuits, and the committee last night said Trump lost every one of those lawsuits. Well, that's not true.
That's right.
Because there were countless judges that refused to hear that case.
Yep.
So they're counting that as a loss. Well, we don't know because they refused to hear it. But the other thing is this. Hundreds of lawyers told Trump what their positions were and what their advice was and what their thoughts were when it came to the election outcome. Good, bad, and indifferent. You had this set of the lawyers that were telling them this and this other lawyer, and inside government and outside government.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if you're Trump and you've got hundreds of lawyers over here telling you, this was illegal, this happened, blah, 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 and then over here going, this was wrong, this was right, this was this. Look, if you're Trump and you're listening to all of this, you're listening to mass confusion, and I would argue today we still have an awful lot of that confusion. There's a lot of open wounds here. And every single day in every single courtroom across the United States, you got a defense and you got a prosecution. You got the facts of a case, and you got two sets of lawyers that are arguing the case. Well, that's precisely what they were doing with Trump when it came to all things election.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we just had 2,000 Mules, the documentary by Dinesh D'Souza and Catherine Engelbrecht that has come out. We know that we just had, what was it, the guy up in New York just was found guilty of ballot stuffing.
Yeah.
I think it was New York. That just happened, what, day before yesterday?
Yeah, no, wait a minute. I thought it was Pennsylvania.
I'm sorry. I think that was Pennsylvania.
Yeah, former congressman. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we have open wounds here. And don't think that these open wounds don't get more infected every time there's another election rolling around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how long did it take? We had a primary here in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take for Pennsylvania to count the votes?
Over a week.
Yes.
That's wrong. That's absolutely wrong.
So I think in some cases we're in a better place because you've got some states that have done some pretty good work here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Georgia and Florida trying to clean up their election law and procedures and whatnot. And, you know, I'm happy for that. But other states are still having an issue with it. We still have these drop boxes that are going on out there. I just got an email from somebody up in Maine yesterday.
Yep.
About these drop boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So, in spite of Trump, let's set January 6th aside. Let's set Trump aside,
mm-hmm.
and just consider where we are with having clean,
mm-hmm.
good, confidential, I mean, no, what's my word I'm looking for? Confidence in our election.
Okay.
And I don't think we're there.
All right, let's bring Bad Gab and Bob into the mixture here. Okay, Bad Gab and Bob, make it quick.
Okay, yes, sir, Ken. Does Denise think that the movie 2,000 Mules was reasonably accurate? Okay, that's it.
All right, thank you. Well, it's a Salem production, and the answer to that on my part is yes.
Well, Catherine Engelbrecht has been at this a very long time. She goes all the way back to the Obama administration and worked with some very well-resumed credential experts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there is certainly a lot there to consider. I interviewed just this week somebody that was actually in the documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And what's particularly fascinating is because of this documentary, and you know somebody or somebody's over the Department of Justice watched it, and they have zero interest in investigating even more or asking questions about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And by the way, that movie is just cruising along across the country. You'll be able to find it coming back through the area here soon. All right, we'll talk to you tonight on Radidio, kiddo.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Truck on over to her website, find out what she's all about, get the article she writes over there, and you'll be in the know. Meanwhile, I'll be right back.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News. French President Emmanuel Macron says his country will remain mobilized to meet Ukraine's needs, including heavy weapons. This was all during a call with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. All the while, Ukraine troops continue to battle for a key eastern city who is now mostly controlled by Russian forces. Maryland authorities have arrested a man armed with a weapon near the home of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The Justice Department has charged the 26-year-old man with attempting or threatening to kidnap or murder a U.S. judge. The man, who traveled from California, called emergency authorities saying he was having suicidal thoughts and had a firearm in his suitcase. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. This edition of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, don't forget the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can learn to become an aviation maintenance technician, a high-paying, in-demand job. They're going to tell you more about themselves right now, so don't go anywhere. Give them a listen.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician, a very high-paying, in-demand job. They can go. You can go to Clearwater, Florida, right down here where I'm at in Florida. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. Or you can go to Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the great city limits of Boston, Mass. Either way, those are the campuses. They will teach you how to become an aviation maintenance technician. Now, I'm telling you, you won't be sorry. This is a job where you get to sign your own destiny. You get to work where you want to work, anywhere in the world, really, anywhere in the world. And you get to make as much money as you can possibly make because you're the one doing the work. Now, their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. Go over there, check it out, see what they're all about, and then give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, or both if you want to. Make up your mind that way. Go to both campuses, see what they have to offer, and then choose the campus you want to go to. So that's NAA.edu on the website, Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts on the locations, and 800-659-2080 on the phone number. And good luck. Good luck. You're going to love, love, love being an aviation maintenance technician. Now, we had an MV-22B Osprey, which belonged to the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing based at Camp Pendleton, that went down at about 12:25 p.m. during training in the desert, about 115 miles west of the community of Glamis in Imperial County, east of San Diego. All the crewmen on board were killed. And then yesterday, we had a helicopter go down, Marine helicopter, in almost the same area. And one crewman was taken to the hospital. The other three crewmen were not. They were banged up a bit, made a hard landing, but they survived. They survived. So that's a good thing. I don't know what's going on with the military aircraft, but I guarantee you they'll be checking it out real close right now after all of this. You want to bet? So we'll keep our ears to the grind and see what we can find out. Now, Russia's invasion of Ukraine has drawn new attention to the cruise and ballistic missile threat in the European theater, prompting House lawmakers to push for a fresh look at the U.S. Army requirements for Patriot air and missile defense systems and whether or not they can put them into the Ukraine. To me, that's a no-brainer. They should have been there already. But what do I know? Now, the U.S. Air Force has awarded contracts to three different companies for the first phase of a new program to develop an air-to-ground stand-in attack weapon that the F-35 jet could use to destroy enemy air defenses. This will be interesting. Talk about Star Wars, state-of-the-art. That'll be it right there. So we'll see what happens. Now, the Navy has relieved the commander of a deployed Growler squadron, Electronic Attack Squadron 137, Commander Matthew McCormick. He is no longer leading that squadron while he is being investigated. Don't know what for, but being investigated. Now, the U.S. is heavily reliant on China and Russia for ammo. Congress wants to fix that. The mineral antimony is critical to the defense industrial supply chain and is needed to produce everything from armor-piercing bullets and explosives to nuclear weapons, as well as sundry other military equipment such as night vision goggles. They want to get away from the dependency on China and Russia for that material. In addition, as Russians advance in Donbass, the invasion success hangs in the balance. The fight for Ukraine's Lens and Donetsk, hang on the knife's edge, and the outcome may very well decide the future of Donbass for years to come. It's an area that Russia wants badly. The Ukraine, by the way, is also going to buy Polish howitzers as the long war is looming on with Russia. The Polish Prime Minister has announced that his country is selling the 150 5mm Crab self-propelled howitzers to the Ukraine amidst the company's fight against country's fight against Russia's invasion. That will be somewhat of an equalizer, but it's not the answer to all the problems they have. Now, the plan to train the Ukrainians on rocket artillery is contingent on an initial group of Ukrainian soldiers showing proficiency on it. So says the Army Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley. Now, this transfer of additional rocket artillery to the Ukraine from existing U.S. Army or U.S. Marine Corps stocks also will require explicit approval from the Biden administration. They can't just send it over there without the permission from the Biden administration. In addition, as a new generation of Western-made arms travels to the Ukraine's frontline forces, donor nations are assessing the risk of revealing sensitive technology to Russia's military if the equipment is ever captured. Well, that's a risk you take. That's a risk you take. And, of course, blowing up equipment, if you thought it was going to be captured, is an option that's always on the table. Always on the table. Now, as Russia tries to solidify its land bridge, the Ukraine is attempting to push back Russia in the south. The defense minister said that Russia's working with the Russian railways. They had repaired about 750 miles of track in the southeastern Ukraine and set the conditions for a full-fledged traffic lane to flow from Russia to the seaports down in Ukraine through Ukraine's eastern Donbas region. Now, that is occupied territory currently by Russia, so that's why they remain confident that they won't have any problem there. Whether or not they will or not is a different story. By the way, lawmakers want the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, to report on the progress and cost of the JADC2 system, the Joint All-Domain Command and Control, as well as give them in-depth reports about how things are going across the military services. Now, a general by the name of Anthony J. Cotton is in line for another promotion. He was nominated to head the Air Force Global Strike Command, and now he's been nominated to lead the U.S. Strategic Command. We'll see how that works out. Congratulations to the general. I wonder if he's related to Tom Cotton. That was my first thought. Okay, hang on there, folks. We're going to turn out the lights. Chris Markowski's coming aboard. We are going to have some fun with the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the Overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and good morning, everybody. And I'd like to say a special shout-out to Roger P. Shulman, who's on his way into the studio, our Cracker Jack local news personality here. Everybody knows who Roger is, and, of course, Ken, the morning producer here of some of the shows on our my home flagship station. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Acura, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and they've got the website, mossacura.com. You can go over there, take a look at all the things that they have to offer. But what's got everybody's attention and why they get people coming down here from all over the South and up and down the East Coast and the Midwest is because of the You Serve, You Save program. Now, that means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and all church pastors, too, get tremendous deals afforded them on the Moss Acuras and the certified pre-owned vehicles they've got as well. So, go to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Check it out. See what they have to offer. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, and maybe you'll find a car of your dreams over there or a truck of your dreams or whatever, and you'll be able to stand in high cotton. All right, joining us right now, we've got the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Hello, hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, listen, you know, we've got mice, we've got men, and then we got inflation. Which one's worse?
Right now it's inflation. That's, you know, what I've been focused on in regards to the economy, and I think that's, you know, what we really need to be focused on as a nation. And we get these circuses that are taking place in Washington, D.C., and it's unfortunate that we don't have this political leadership actually dealing with the problem.
Well, I had a woman from Waycross, Georgia, chime in last hour here, and she was telling me that she's divorced, she's got three kids, and she's had to get a second job just to be able to put food on the table, which she's now having a problem trying to find food.
Well, again, that's the one saving grace that we have right now, quite frankly, and it's, you know, the silver lining in the problem is that if you want a job in this country, you can get a job. And I actually been talking about this, you know, and I have a feeling this was going to happen. I said, you're going to probably start seeing people take up weekend jobs and second jobs and whatnot, especially people that are living more paycheck to paycheck to pay for these rising costs. It's the reality of the situation. The silver lining, again, is the fact that there are jobs available, which is great. It's not great when you have to pay these ridiculous prices. It's self-inflicted, quite frankly, and that's the problem.
Yeah, that's very true. And unfortunately, I don't think it's going to get any better anytime soon. What do you think?
Because, again, you have to have a complete change in direction and philosophy of the administration. Actually, today in the Wall Street Journal, former Undersecretary of Energy here in the United States talking about the technological advances that this country had made in regards to developing energy and where we were not too long ago, where it was at the point in time we were doing so well that OPEC invited us to join OPEC. This is under the Trump administration. We declined that offer, even though we did cut a deal with declining production during the COVID shutdowns. It was just amazing at what we were capable of doing. And we just decided to go in the opposite direction, and we're paying the price.
Yeah, and of course, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Find out more about him. Go to the WatchdogOnWallStreet.com website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Well, Chris, it's not quite there, but I believe it will be by Monday. $4.98 a gallon, average price across the country of gasoline.
Yeah, there's no end in sight right now. It's going to start turning over to some degree, but quite frankly, it just hasn't yet. We're still dealing with this. And, right now, it's, you know, what I'm looking at, I'm kind of, I wish I'd bring better news, but it's basically just, you know, no end in sight.
Yeah, and unfortunately, there's not much we can do about it because the Democrats are choosing to do nothing about it, and they're saying they can't do anything about it, which means that they don't want to.
Well, yeah, that's what it is, because it's nonsensical. Of course you can do something about it. You change policy.
Yep.
You change policy. We go back to what we were doing before. And you say, hey, listen, you know, we want to get to electric cars. We want to have all these things. I mean, that's what Biden was touting yesterday is you know, putting up more, you know, chargers. And I'm like, wait a second. Mm-hmm. There's not enough people. There's not enough materials for all of these cars. I understand you want to get to that point in time with electric cars, but it's going to take some time. You got another 15, 20 some odd years. Quite frankly, I mean, this idea that this is going to all be done with, by 2030 is patently absurd. That's just not the case. It's going to take much longer than that. And it's going to involve a lot of development, a lot of mineral development that we just don't have. You know, I was reading an interesting story about the deposits that are on the Pacific floor and, you know, who can actually go out and get them and how that's a possibility. All of these things we have to start considering and thinking about if you want to get there. You can't just, you know, hope and say and make statements saying this is where we're going without any sort of plan. And that's what we have right now. There's no plan.
Now, did you hear what Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen had to say yesterday?
A bunch of things. Which one?
She said that recession is unlikely, but don't look for any relief at the gas pump anytime soon.
Yeah, she did say that the recession was unlikely.
We're in it.
Yeah, well, you know, it depends. The NDER, which is in Cambridge, they decide. And aside from having two quarters of negative economic growth, we've already had one. First quarter was negative economic growth. The second quarter comes in at negative economic growth. They can call a recession, or they can say it's not really a recession because unemployment is so low and we still have industrial production. There's a couple things that they take into consideration before actually calling a recession.
Now, the police department and emergency first responders are having some real problems right now with the price of gas where it's at, because they have to do everything months ahead of time by budget. You're aware of that, right?
Oh, I'm sure it's eating into budgets, no doubt about that.
So in Michigan, one police department in Isabella County, Michigan, is patrolling from home. They're taking calls. Their deputies are taking calls from home, and they're patrolling from home, and they're not going anywhere unless it's a life-threatening situation.
Well, I mean, who's managing the money of that town? I mean, that's a little bit ridiculous, quite frankly. If you're that, you know, you want to say paycheck to paycheck for an actual municipality, that you know you'd be, you know, law enforcement, which is, again, that's an essential service.
Well, you would think,
you know, that they're not getting the funds. That's awful. Whoever's running that place, it makes no sense.
Now, I want you to know that Joe Biden has done a great job now, because he's lowered the ocean shipping costs, fighting inflation. He's done that. Yes, yes.
I haven't seen what the they were at, you know, record highs during the COVID shutdowns and whatnot. I haven't seen what the bulk rates, I haven't looked recently. How far have they come down?
I haven't seen them come down at all.
Yeah.
Well, not at all. Yeah. Not even a dime.
Yeah, that's what I wasn't thinking that they did, which is, you know, interesting. But, you could lower these things. You got the Jones Act, which, you know, if you kind of gave a little bit of relief there, it would help with some of the supply chains. It would also help bring down energy costs as well. But, no, they haven't done that. They like to, you know, yell and scream and talk about all the problems that are out there and how they're going to fix them. They don't do anything.
Now, the U.S. is proposing standards for fast electric vehicle charging. They want to put in these fast charging ports, which means you're going to use a lot more electricity a lot quicker, which means I guess we really are going to have brownouts, aren't we?
Well, the really fast electric ports, they're very expensive. They're very expensive to put in. You were talking, you know, six figures plus to install those. Those are the ones that get the cars charged under a half an hour. You're going to do that with public money.
$5 billion worth.
Yeah, where are they going to go? Where are they planning on putting these things? Building up this infrastructure. It's going to be costly, and gas is eventually going to do it, but not yet.
All right. Well, you have yourself a great day. I'll talk to you on Monday. Enjoy the weekend and stay low.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. And he and I chase each other around radio stations all weekend long. He's on some of the same stations that I'm on, watchdogonwallstreet.com. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, nohow, because we're coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.